Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Coot Veale. Batting second. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Coot Veale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Veale. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Keogh. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandt moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to third. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Retzer reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. There goes Retzer trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Triandos, who tags Retzer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 2-1, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos fires to first and picks off Daniels. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. King moves to second. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Zipfel reaches third base with a triple. King scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Retzer takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cotter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Zipfel scores. Retzer moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Billy Heft now pitching. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daniels strikes out. Two outs. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keough moves to third. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson is walked intentionally. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zipfel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Zipfel reaches third base with a triple. Keough scores. Johnson scores. It's 6-2, Senators. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Retzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daniels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 4 RBIs. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cotter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daniels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry pinch hits for Billy Heft. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Thornberry reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Marv Thornberry. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Veal is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tasby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-4 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keough moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.